USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nearly 100 million people are facing heat warnings and advisories across the United States this week due to an early season heat wave that saw high temperature records set from California to Texas over the weekend. At least three wildfires ignited in Southern California on Sunday. San Bernardino County sheep fire, which ignited Saturday, has swollen to about 1,000 acres and was only 5% contained. A Monday morning filing with the SEC, federal securities regulators, have expanded their investigation into a merger between a blank check acquisition company and former President Trump's social media business known as Truth Social. The Securities and Exchange Commission is investigating communications between Digital World Acquisition Corp. and Trump. Of particular interest, it would be if the two sides negotiated prior to the DWAC going public. USA Radio News.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
The body of a six-year-old child who drowned in the Merrimack River while on a family fishing trip was found Sunday in Newburyport, Massachusetts. His body was found by a kayaker in the river. An unidentified resident tells NBC 10 Boston the conditions in the area.
We're from this area, and I never knew this spot existed. We've been up and down this river before. The current here is terrible, you know. And just the fact that they found the boy is just wanted to, you know, some type of closure, I guess, to see.
China has overtaken Germany as the biggest buyer of Russian energy exports since the start of the war in Ukraine. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air said Russia received about 93 billion euros. That translates to about $97 billion in revenue for the sale of oil, natural gas, and coal since February 24th when it invaded Ukraine. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, our amazing selection means you'll always
love what you find.
Dad, what are you doing here?
Just getting a sneak peek at my Father's Day gifts.
Well, I was thinking of getting you this Barrel Select bourbon.
That's a really nice bottle.
And Total Wine has it at the totally lowest price.
Wow, you always were my favorite.
Thanks, Dad.
Talking to the bourbon, sweetie.
Love what you find, like the perfect gift for Dad at the perfect price. Only at Total Wine & More.
And drink responsibly. B21.
Former Treasury Secretary Larry Summers predicted Sunday the United States will be in a recession within the next 2 years. The Treasury Secretary under President Clinton said the risk is that it will be sooner rather than later. Secretary Summers on Bloomberg.
It's pretty clear that peak inflation theory, like transitory inflation theory, is kind of wrong. And it's wrong. You see it in the overall numbers. And you also see it in the pervasiveness of the components. Almost everything is up significantly, and my guess is that there's some major components that are actually going to accelerate in the months ahead. I think the shelter component is going to be rising at 8% a year by the end of this year. If you look at all the private sector indices like Zillow, they're going up much faster than that.
Country music star Toby Keith announced Sunday that he's been undergoing treatment for stomach cancer since late 2021. Toby said on Twitter that he underwent surgery and received chemotherapy and radiation in the past 6 months. Quote, so far, so good. End quote. Over the weekend, the World Health Organization recommended in its strongest terms yet that a deeper probe is needed into whether a lab accident may be to blame for the pandemic. China immediately attacked the theory. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.